Well, I'm excited to be here again. We had a great service. Felt that the Lord met with us this morning. And I pray that there was a help to you. And I love the Lord. It's how He turns a mess into a message. Amen. And that's what He's about. And He took that bottle out of my hand and gave me the Bible. Amen. And that's what the Lord does. And He changes you. Hey, when that's what faith is, faith changes you. And your faith don't change, there's something wrong there. And so faith changes you. So just want to give say hello to the girls once more back home. And I know some of our folks at the church have been watching here this evening. And so we love you. See you here in a couple of days. And we're excited for what the Lord is going to be doing tonight. Matthew 18. Thank you again, Pastor, for the opportunity here tonight. And had a great time of fellowship there at their house, their lovely home, and great meal. Thank you for that. And very delicious, and I'm still full from that. And so praise the Lord for that. Matthew 18, if you find your place, go ahead and stand if you will. If you're able to, you're going to read two verses here tonight. Matthew 18, verses 21 and 22. The Bible says this: Then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him? Till seven times. You notice that question mark there. After he says, I forgive him, seven times. Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. Our Father, we are grateful to be here once more tonight. I am asking, Father, to help us. I pray, Father, this would pierce the hearts of your people here tonight. I pray you bind distractions. I pray your word would go forth, challenging us, encouraging us, uplifting us. And Father, I pray, Father, that you would be glorified and magnified in everything that's said and done. It's not about us, it's about you. And Father, I pray that you'd use me this evening as your vessel. Lord, I know I am nothing. I know I am nothing without you. Lord, thank you for making this possible tonight. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for grace and for mercy. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for this precious Bible, this precious book. We love you, Father. Help us tonight. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You may be seated. Our thought here tonight is found in verses number 21. The Bible says, Then came Peter unto him and say, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him till seven times. You notice that phrase there, seven times. And notice that Peter, then he gives the number, Peter gives the number seven to Jesus. Then Jesus gives Peter the number 70. Understand that Peter was one of these apostles, the disciples there, the individual who thought he had it all together. There's so much to be said about Peter, and I think maybe a lot of us could relate to Peter in some one way or another. We say things, and before we even think about it, or sometimes we find our foot in our mouth, and many times we, did I just say that? Maybe I shouldn't have said that. Or you regret something you did, you regret something that you said, and many times we've done, I mean, I've been guilty of that. And so Peter was one of those individuals who thought who had it all together and who had it all figured out. But Peter gave the number to Jesus, and so Jesus would possibly be pleased with an answer. Notice that question mark, he says, and then came Peter to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me, and I forgive him till seven times? The idea here is Peter gave an answer to the Lord, and he expected the Lord to be pleased with this number, especially the number seven. We know number seven is a number of completion. See, maybe I'll give this to Jesus, and he'll be pleased with this number that I give him. But the idea here, the goal of a Christian, our Christian life, is growth. That's what God encourages us to do, is to grow in our faith and not just to be on cruise control and not just to go through the emotions, but the Bible instructs us, encourages us to grow in our faith. We see that in 2 Peter 3:18, the Bible says, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Daniel 1:20, the Bible says, it's in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them. He found them, what, 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were in his realm. 2 Timothy 3:14, the Bible says, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. So the idea here in Acts 14:22, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in the faith, and that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. If we cannot continue to grow, then we are not walking in the Spirit, but we're walking in the flesh. And so my thought here tonight is I want us to focus on these numbers in number 7 and how Jesus responds to that. Our goal in our Christian life is to grow in grace, is to add to our faith. 2 Peter chapter number 1, adding to our faith and keep moving forward. And yes, there is going to be troubles. Yes, there is going to be tribulations. There is going to be persecution. There is going to be valleys. There is going to be trials. And there is going to be heartache. There is going to be just obstacles that we are going to have to come. But can I remind us tonight that God is there with us. And He wants us to grow. And He wants us to keep moving forward and pressing toward the mark and pleasing Him in everything that we do. But many times we find ourselves on that cruise control that, as like Peter, we give and we say things, we do things just to try to get by. Three things tonight. Number one, the number 7 here is set by Peter. There is a number that God, Peter, gives Jesus, and Peter came to him and said, Lord, how oft shall my brother sin against me? I forgave him till 7 times. He said, there are times when we feel that we have done our part. We've done just enough to keep God happy. Let me ask you tonight, what's your motive of being here tonight? Hey, why do you do what you do? Hey, listen, why do you give in the play? Hey, why do you soul win? Hey, why do you sing in the choir? Hey, why do you run those buses? Hey, why do you teach a class? And why do you clean the gym? And why do you clean the church? And why do you soul win? What's your motive behind that? Are you doing that just to try to earn points? Or are you doing that to please the Lord? Hey, are you doing that just for your pastor? Hey, there's a lot of things you'd be able to do for your pastor because you love him and to encourage him. That's what the Bible teaches, who watch over them and help them. But what's your motive behind that? We see this number is set by Peter is a picture of the flesh. Church attendance and giving, good deeds and not doing anything bad, acting spiritual. And I noticed in number 7. 7 is our minimum. You see, the reason people struggle with their walk with God is because they're not willing to go beyond that number 7. We give things to the Lord. We serve the Lord. And, okay, God, here is my number 7. That's all I can give. And that's all the time I have. And this is all I'm able to muster up this week. And that's all I'm going to give you. We notice a couple of things in our Bible. Luke 5 and 5, the Bible, Jesus, he commands Peter to launch out into the deep. Many times we're meddling in the water, we're meddling by the shore, where it's safe, and we're doing okay. But he says, no, why don't you go beyond that? Hey, listen, I've invited you into my boat, and I've taught you, and I've preached, and I've given you this commandment, but I want you to launch out a little bit. Go a little bit further. Hey, just don't settle for your minimum. Just don't settle for what time you have, but I want you to go a little bit more. Notice how Jesus gives instruction. Hey, there's a place there, and he says, Master, Lord, Master, we've toiled all the night. We've caught nothing. You see, the problem there is they went on their own knowledge, their own energy, their own way. But God goes, no, no, go on the other side. Go launch out. So he sees launching out, and seven is our minimum. And we often give God our minimum. This number that Peter gives is number seven. Jesus says then, he says this, he says, until seven times, but until 70 times 70. So Peter gives number seven. Jesus says seven times 70, which is 490. 490 is Jesus' way of telling Peter, you can do more. You can do better than that. And I want you to go with me to John 14, 12. John 14:12. The Bible says this. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. We can go do more than what we're expected. And I want to challenge you tonight to do greater works. Hey, I want to challenge you tonight to read more Bible. I want to challenge you tonight to give out more of those tracts. I want to challenge you to give more of the missions. I want to challenge you to live more of that righteous and that righteous life and to live a holy life. I want to challenge you tonight to do more for the Lord and not just give Him your minimum. Because the Bible says that I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Matthew 5:41, whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. We often give God the minimum, but there is more to be given. Not only does Peter give this number, number is set by Peter, but number two is Peter puts a limit on God. Okay, God, is this number seven? Is this good enough for you? Is this good enough? So Peter puts a limit on God. But in John 10:10, the Bible says, but the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that he might have life and that he might have it more abundantly. Don't set boundaries on God. Hey, don't set boundaries on God. And I remember when I first got saved and the second part of our testimony was when we got saved and I began to heal. It took me about a couple of months to finally walk and things and to get my energy back and we started to go to church. And I remember going into the church and I seen the women wearing skirts and some of the fellas wearing ties and bolo ties and things. And I remember I was sitting way in the back. I was sitting way in the back and I had these old jeans on, this old shirt. And I walked into the church and we sat down and I'm thinking to myself, man, did I make the right decision? Man, what am I doing here, man? That family's doing well, and they have their kids. They dress really nice, and they came in their pickup truck, and man, they're smiling, and they have all this stuff, and here I am, way in the back, Someone's waving there. All right, and I'm thinking to myself, did I make the right decision? My mind began to race. This is right after, remember, right after you get saved, the devil hates you. Now he's your enemy. He comes at me, he starts trying to put things in my head, and I'm looking around. I say, man, did I make the right decision? I don't know if I feel out of place here. I feel out of place, but I kept coming, and you know what helped me? Is someone coming up and say, hey, I'm glad you're here. They'd look at me and say, oh, this guy, Look at what he's wearing. Man, I heard about this guy. He was a drunk. And he didn't say, hey, man, glad you're here. Man, we've been praying for you. If there is anything you need, just let me know. Hey, we'll pray for you. Man, that changed the way I looked at church. And I kept coming back. Hey, when someone comes in, listen, they may come off the street. This may be their only hope. Hey, this might be their only chance. Hey, this might be, is there really something about that church? Is there really something about that Bible? Is there really something about how they sing? And listen, you never know who's listening out here. Hey, Brother Nick, where are you? Hey, you, where are you? You see around here, Brother Nick, if he didn't talk to him about the Lord, he wouldn't have gotten saved. And listen, maybe someone out there can hear you sing and hear you testify about the Lord. And listen, there's someone there who needs hope. There's someone out there who wants to come, who wants to have what you have. But invite them in and encourage them to get in on it. Encourage them. Hey, Jesus can change your life. And here we see that this more abundantly, and we put a limit on God. I remember going to church, and I kept going. I kept coming. I started all the way from the back. And I said, okay, there is something. And I'm looking at this white guy. I'm looking at this white guy behind the pulpit. Man, who's this guy? Man, he's yelling at me, and he knows everything about me. What is he doing? Is he looking through my window? Is he digging up my trash? What is he doing? He knows everything about me. And here's what he said. He said, search the scripture. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. I begin, you know what I did? I began to check it out. You know, I began to find, hey, listen, hey, God can do anything. And listen, I started in the back row. I started coming a little bit closer. I started coming a little bit closer. I started coming a little bit closer. I came a little bit closer. And man, I'm sitting right here in the seat right where this young man is sitting. And I'm sitting right here. And I'm saying, hey, preach it. Hey, preach it. Hey, preach it. Man, I'm standing there. Come on, where is everyone at? Hey, preach it. Hey, listen, I didn't put a limit on God. I didn't put a limit on God. Hey, don't put a limit on God. Hey, don't put a limit on God. We often give God just a minimum. Hey, listen, we can go out for the world. Hey, we can go out for the world. Hey, we can go out for all these other things. Ecclesiastes tells us that. He says, Solomon says, I gave my heart to know wine. I gave my heart to know wisdom. I gave my heart to know pleasure. He said, what did it bring me? And he goes on to say, I've gotten orchards and I've gotten palaces and I've gotten silver and gold and I have planted me vineyards. I planted me gardens. He says, but all that what is vanity and it's a vexation of spirit. In other words, what he said was, I gave my life to the world and it has spit me out and I'm hurting. He says, I gave my world, I gave all my time to the world. What did it profit me? Nothing. He said, my spirit hurts. I lost my family and I lost my kids and my marriage is on the rocks. And man, I'm struggling here. Listen, if you can go out for the world, hey, go out for the Lord. Hey, go out for the Lord. And he says here, put a limit on God and I begin to get involved. I said, I don't know how to do it, but I'll do it. We got soul went in, and I don't know how to soul win. I don't know how to soul. The first time I went soul winning, it was freezing on the res, and I was with this other white guy, hey, listen, this morning I mentioned, my wife reminded me of this. He goes, hey, honey, you remember in your testimony, you said you hated white people. He goes, honey, you forgot to tell him that you love him now. Hey, listen, I love you. All right. I love you. Hey, I love you. All right. We're good. We're good. All right. Everyone go like this. That means good. That's an Indian way of saying good. All right. All right. So we're good. We good, honey. All right. Good deal. All right. All right. And anyhow, let's move on from that. And you guys are messing me up here. I'm losing my train of thought here. Anyhow, I'm saying we went soul winning with a white guy, and we went to this Navajo house, and I said, Russ, what do I do? He goes, brother, just stand there and just be on chief mode. And he said, I'm going to talk to you. He goes, and I said, what do I do? I say anything? He goes, oh, just stand there and those race dogs come, just go ahead and keep them away from me. That's your job. And that's all. Okay. Knock on the door. And we hear, "Ashtet!" That means, come on in. Grandma's in there. And so he goes in. And he, white guy Jonathan, he doesn't know Navajo. He goes in. He goes, "Hey, hello. My name is Jonathan. We're from Ganado Baptist Church. And we're just in the area. We want to invite you to come. And here's our service time." Grandma is looking at him like, Grandma don't speak English. And he catches on with, and then Grandma kept looking at me. And he's talking, and she kept going like this, and Jonathan says, "Hey, brother, go talk to her." I said, "What? That's you do the talking." And there was a big old argument right there in her house, and I said, "No, you talk to her. No, you talk to her. I don't know what to say. You told me to watch the door. And we turn around, time out. You say this. Anyways, I turn around and I'm thinking, Lord, gotta help me out here. His grandma says, "Honey," which means, "Where are you from?" I begin to talk in Navajo. I just like church come see us sometime. Her eyes just got big, and we started to talk in Navajo. And her son was on this side, and he hardly spoke in English. We call him Smiling Robert. And we gave the gospel to her. I told her what the Lord did for me. What the Lord did for me. And man, but I'm scared. So I don't want to mess this up. Lord help me. I'm talking. And Robert comes, and he kept coming closer. And he was so hungry for the gospel. And the long story short, Robert got saved that night, and he gave his life to the Lord. He still goes to the church there, and he doesn't speak English, and he's always smiling. We call him Smiling Robert. And listen, I just went forth, and that's what did it. Hey, listen, the Holy Spirit is the one who helped me. The Holy Spirit is the one who spoke through me. Listen, don't put a limit on God, but allow God to work through you. Hey, listen, you know people that I don't know, and you know people that your pastor don't know. Hey, listen, you know people, and listen, you give what God has given you, and don't put a limit on God. Hey, don't put a limit on God. And hey, listen, there's blessings in that. Hey, there's blessings when you go all out for the Lord. And there's blessing, there's reward. Hey, listen, there's power. Hey, listen, there's favor. There's wisdom. Hey, listen, there is boldness when you do not put a limit on God. Quit telling God what you cannot do, but let God show you what He can do. And He wants to use you. Don't put a limit on God. Here's what else Peter did. He questioned God. We say he gave this number to God. This number is set by Peter. And then Peter puts a limit on God. And then number three, Peter questions God. Peter questions him. You know, it's often in the Bible when there is a question mark, the devil always tries to question faith. He always tries to question God's word. But God always puts a period behind his commands. And listen, don't question God. Don't question, just be faithful. Hey, listen, just be faithful in serving the Lord. Hey, just be faithful in praying. Hey, be faithful in serving Him. Spend more time with God. Read more Bible and stay faithful and stay encouraged. And notice in Matthew 18:22, the Bible says this, Jesus saith unto him, "I say not unto thee, until seven times, but 70 times seven." What Jesus is saying here is, I know you can do more. I know you can do better. I know you can overcome adversity. Because greater is He that is in you. My pastor began to disciple me. And again, I mentioned I didn't know any of this stuff. I didn't know how to soul win, and I didn't know how to lead someone to the Lord. And I didn't know these songs, and I didn't know what a Christian is supposed to do. All I knew was we're supposed to come to church and carry a Bible and nice, and that's what I knew. But I kept coming to church, brother. And I kept growing, and I kept growing, and I kept serving. And I don't know, and I learned these things, and I kept moving forward. And now the Lord calls us to our people and say, God, I don't know how to do this. Is there someone else that you can send my wife? You can, she can do a better job than I can. And listen, I don't know how to do this, but I just kept going, I kept going, I kept going. Hey, what am I doing? Listen, I didn't want to limit God, and I didn't want to question God, and I didn't want to put a limit on Him, but I just kept going because I love Him. Hey, listen, I said, Lord, I know that I have 70, but I know that I can do much more than that. But through Your Word, I can give more. Hey, through church, I can give more. Hey, listen, I can serve You more. Just don't give Him your 7. But give Him more than that. Hey, listen, He deserves that. I want you to understand this, how where God saves you from. Hey, listen, I want you to understand that those children that you have, they come from God. Hey, that employment that you have, it comes from God. Hey, listen, your wife comes from the Lord. Hey, those marriages. Hey, every toy that you have, everything that you possess, everything that comes from the Lord. Hey, listen, by coming to church, it's yours, a small token to say, God, thank You. Hey, thank You for saving me, and thank You for my church, and thank You for my children, and thank You for my wife, and for my husband. Thank You for my animals, and thank You for my home, and for my car, and for my job. Lord, thank You that I'm able to do this. It's because of God. It's because of God. Listen, don't limit God. Don't question God and just do it. Just go out and serve God with all your heart. Hey, listen, we don't have much time. Hey, listen, we don't have much time. And we quit questioning God and His Word. But listen, just serve Him. Hey, it's not about you. It's not about me. Hey, listen, about serving God, the God who saved you. Hey, listen, the God who wants to use you. Hey, it's the God that died for you. Hey, it's the God that gave you the Bible. It's the God that cares for you. Hey, the God that wants to heal you. Hey, the God that wants to use you as an instrument. Hey, as a tool. Hey, listen, God wants to use you. But we limit Him. Just follow Him. Follow Him. Notice that's an invitation. That's an invitation. Follow God. Follow His ways. Love Him. Love Him with all your heart. Love Him in His Word. Love His church. Trust Him. Trust Him more. Do more for Him. The other night our building was vandalized here about a month ago, and our family has been camping out at the church and sleeping in the church, and many of our families have kind of taken turns, and while we're still under construction, we've been watching over the place. But the other night. The family went home and to shower, laundry, and those kind of things. And I was there in the church, and it was just laying there in the auditorium, and just laying there, and I began to think about all that God's done through the ministry there and through my life. And oh, preacher, I begin to weep. And I'm laying there, oh God, thank You. Thank You for using a sinner like me. Lord, thank You for all the things that You helped us through, and all the times we struggle, and all the times we were in the valleys, the times this family left or that family left, and the times we went through some things in our life and some trials in our life, but you kept faithful to us, and you provided ways for our building, and you brought families, and you opened opportunities and of ministry, and you've done things for us, and none of this we don't deserve. But I'm laying there, preacher, and I'm thanking God. I said, God, thank you. I just want to serve you with all of my heart, Lord. I just want to give everything to you. And Lord, I know I've wasted so many years of my life, but I want to live my life for you, and I want to give you more, and I want to pray more, and I want to glorify you more. Lord, I know that I feel like I've exhausted everything, but Lord, I want to dig deep. Lord, I want to dig deep in there, and Lord, I want to keep going for you, and I want to keep praying for you, Lord, because I love you. And because I care so much about you, and Lord, my love for you is, Lord, I want it to be stronger. And the more that's stronger, the more we're going to get close to Him. And listen, the more we read our Bibles, listen, the more we submit our lives to Him, the more that we're faithful to Him. Listen, we can go beyond that 70. Hey, listen, not everyone's be able to reach that 490, but with whatever you have, listen, give those to the Lord. And don't put a limit on God. Don't question God. As we do these things, how do you measure up to God tonight? How do you measure up to God? You doing everything you're supposed to? I'm sure everyone does. You look the part. Check marks there, we're good. What about this? What about your motive? How's your motive? To accomplish great things for the Lord, you've got to have the right motive. Have the right motive. My motive is God. My motive is treasures in heaven. My motive is my love for Him. My motive is, I don't deserve this. I don't deserve any of this. I don't deserve my beautiful wife. I don't deserve my children. I don't deserve the people that God's given me in our churches. I don't deserve, but listen, my motive is hit. Number two is your right heart. As you're passing out those packages, those gifts, those bags, listen, have the right heart when you're giving that. Make sure your motives are right. Make sure your heart is right as you're giving more than your seven. Be sure your heart is right with God. Hey, be sure you're in tune with God. Hey, be sure you're in the right motive. You have the right heart with God and serving God with all of your heart. Be sure your heart is focused on Him. Three, your right spirit. Have the right spirit. We tell our guys there at church, we're just about the end of our building construction. I know how you feel. We cannot wait. I cannot wait for Wednesday to come, and we're going to have a great crowd, and we're going to have a great time. We're going to fellowship. We're going to preach. Our young men are going to preach, and I'm. Remind our men of our church, our families, as you're working in the church, I said, be sure to have the right spirit. And if your spirit is not right, then you stay home. With everything that's done in this church, I wanted to glorify God. I understand the church is not the building, but we want to have a right spirit as we're serving God. We want to have the right heart as we're serving God. And we want to have the right motive as we are serving God. Peter here gave Jesus number 7. But all of us, listen, but all of us, we can do more than that. We can give more to Jesus than what we've given Him already. We see that through the book of Acts, how Peter was used tremendously. There at Pentecost, we see how God used Peter, and he got the idea. It wasn't about him, now it was about the Lord. It's about serving God. So as you're serving God, don't give him your minimum. He deserves more than that. He deserves more than that. Because of what he's done for you. Because of where he brought you out of. Because of the blessings in your life. He deserves that. As you're singing these songs, listen. These songs are for him. I told a guy in our church, well, he goes, I don't sing well. I said, well, who are you singing it for? Well, the Bible says make a joyful noise. God knows what you're doing. He knows what you're saying. He tries, so I'll help you out a little there. And having the right heart. That's what's unique about our ministry there is our people don't really understand love. I never had a clue what it was, and I shared that with you this morning. You know what? I found it. Hey, listen, I know what bad is. I know what heartache is. I know what hardship is. I know all those things. But listen, but I know what good is. Hey, listen, God is good, and He deserves our best. Hey, listen, He deserves our service. Hey, listen, He deserves our worship. Hey, He deserves everything that we do for Him. That's what makes us different because of our faith. And we're just going to trust Him. He's going to be there. He's going to provide everything. We're just going to trust Him. We're just going to keep moving forward. We're just going to keep moving forward until He comes. And there's work to do. There's more churches to be started. There's more missionaries to be sent out. More and more doors to knock, and there's more things to do. And listen, we cannot do that if we're only giving God our minimum. But what I'm saying tonight, my friend, is don't give God your minimum. Give God your best. Hey, listen, give God your heart. Hey, give God and worship Him with the right heart. Worship Him with the right motive. Hey, worship Him with the right spirit. And with that, listen, say, Lord, souls can be saved. Hey, listen, more churches can be started. Hey, listen, your family will grow in their faith. Hey, listen, you will set a great example for our young teenagers by going beyond that number 7. By going beyond that number 7. We were called to Window Rock, and the other day I was looking at some photos and kind of looking through some of our church families, and we were looking at pictures before the church was started, before the excavation. We're looking at, we prayed over it, and now we see what God's been able to do through the work that are on the reservation. I mentioned that our reservation doesn't really know what love is. They don't know what it is. But I preach to them about God's love every week. Lives are being changed. And we try to set the example of that. We try to set the example by going and doing beyond what our ability. I didn't know all there is about construction. I didn't know all there is about church planting. I didn't know all there is to be about taking over a work or doing any of those things. But listen, I just knew that this is what God wanted me to do. And I just knew that God is going to be there with me. And I just knew that God is going to empower me. I just knew that God was going to open doors. And I just knew that God was going to provide everything that we needed. And you know what? He did. Why? Because we didn't put a limit on God. Hey, listen, I said, God, whatever you get out of me, listen, it's yours. How do you measure up to God tonight? I think many of us could do a little bit more. Listen, tonight, who has family members that are not saved? Anyone? Children? You know what we can do tonight? We can pray a little bit more. We can spend a little more time in prayer saying, God, will you show them the truth? God, will you help them to see truth? Will you help them to see light? And keep praying. Listen, keep praying for your children. And don't stop praying for your children. Hey, don't stop praying for your loved ones. Don't stop doing that. Hey, keep coming to church and keep coming to church. And listen, we are essential. We need to keep the churches open, and we need to start more churches. And listen, don't quit reading your Bible. And hey, keep moving forward. Keep growing. Keep adding to your faith. Don't stop what you're doing. You keep going. Your friends are going to say, it's not worth it. You're going to be laughed at. You're going to be scorned. You're going to be stabbed in the back. You're going to be laughed at. You keep going. You keep going. Hey, young people, listen, the world's going to try to tug at you. The world's going to try to tug you away from it. Hey, you keep going. Hey, God is good. Hey, God can help you in your life. You keep serving Him. Keep serving Him. Keep loving Him. Keep following Him. Keep trusting Him. Keep obeying Him. And keep doing what you're doing. Do more of it. Do more of it. Don't give God your seven. But give God more than that. Our Father, we know, we understand that our country is, and our world is in dire trouble. And honestly, that could really hinder us if we get caught up in that. I know the life is hard. It can be difficult. I know it's hard to say no to the flesh. I know it's hard to say yes to you. Father, tonight we're asking, Lord, to dig deep. Lord, help all of us to trust you and not just give you our minimum, but to give you everything. Because I know that you can strengthen us. You can provide ways. And Lord, if I can do it, these folks can. Lord, I'm thinking about our little church there in Winter Rock and Newcomb. We're not a big congregation, but our church has come together and slowly come together, and we're doing some things. We're making some ground. We're making some progress. Lord, of this little Navajo church can do it. Faith Baptist Church can do it. Father, maybe there's someone who's struggling tonight. I pray you help them. I pray that you'd be humble enough to come to you tonight. Say, God, I need your help. Man, I'm struggling. Man, I'm just going through the motions, Lord. I'm just on cruise control, Lord. I don't want to do that. I want to keep going for you. I want to serve more. I want to see more souls saved. And I just want to do all I can for you. Father, I pray that you be with this work, this great work here. Father, I know you're here. I pray that you would continue to bless this church. Bless the people and the families and our teenagers, our young children. The pastor as he leads, as he guides. Father, please. Help us to do more before it's too late. We don't have much time because you're coming soon. Lives are in the balance. Lives are at stake. I pray you encourage us and give us some urgency. Give us a zeal for you. Let us come back to you, Father, that first love, and let us be reminded of what we were and where we are now, that now we're in the light and now we have life and we have it more abundantly. And may we live a life that glorifies you and a life that is sold out for you. Father, help us now and bless this invitation.
Amen. Look this way just for a minute before we have the music. I think the one word everybody can take home tonight is the word what? More. More. Ms. Preaching, I was reminded of a story about a Nazarene missionary. He was on the field. They were reaching people. And he just, as he looked around, he saw what was happening and he saw what more could be done. And so he came home. It was actually an invitation to do a missions conference. And then he got invited to another and another. And everywhere he went while he was home from the field, he just kept asking the people there, can't you do just a little more? Could you do just a little more? And those of you that have been here for the years, you know, we didn't start out this size 30 years ago. People got in and started serving the Lord. God started blessing, and people would pick up the burden and do a little bit more. And you know what, folks? The truth of the matter is, if we're going to go beyond this, it takes a little bit more. Just a little bit. Nobody has to do it by themselves. It's a joint effort. Just a little bit more. A little bit more Bible, a little bit more prayer, a little bit more effort in the Sunday school class. That's all it takes. It's a little bit more. It's refreshing tonight to be reminded about what God can do if you do more than the minimum. Just a little bit more. Let's stand together. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. And ask Naomi to play the piano. You respond tonight there in your chair. Or you come here and stand or kneel or whatever the Lord would have you do tonight. You obey Him. The altars, that's what it's for. It's for response. It's for talking back to God after He's talked to us. She's playing that beautiful song, by and by when I look on His face, I wish I had given Him more. Don't be satisfied with the minimum. Captain, bus worker, just maybe a little more. Helper in the ministry, a little bit more. For God, for His glory, for His honor, just a little bit more. Challenge tonight not to just give the minimum. Go beyond that. If you have your songbook there by your seat on the floor beside of you, find it real quick. While we stand together, 126 is the song that she's playing. Great song for us to end with tonight as we think about this message. By and by, 126, let's sing it. By and by, but when I look on His face, beautiful face, thorn shadowed face. Oh, night going home, you could think, you know what? I'm going to take about 30 minutes that I normally give to the internet. I'm going to give it to God this week. That's, you know, we think in these big terms that we know we can't do, and that's our out. But we're not talking about big, just a little bit. Just a little bit more. Thank you, Brother Nez. Thank you for sharing your heart with us, your burden. I appreciate it.